You're welcome, sir.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Tina. What can I do for you, sir?
I want your account.
Okay, give me a second. Let me go and find your account. So, I can't cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is an outstanding balance on the account. But how come you're wanting to cancel? It looks like you're getting some pretty solid results out of this.
I ain't got hardly anything off of that. And they told me when I signed up, when he called me, he said I would be on top of the list. I'd be above Brett Rogers, and I've never been above Brett Rogers. When they pull it up, it never pinpoints my address like it should. Like, it should show where I'm at, like everybody else's does on Google. That never shows up.
Okay. So... question, are you a home-based business or do you have a brick-and-mortar location?
I was home-based.
Oh, okay.
Just like Brett Rogers. So
oftentimes Google will hide the address if it's a home-based business, but if you want us to publish the address, we can do that. That's not a problem. But a lot of business owners, they don't want a potential client, you know, coming to their home address, you know, because once it's out on the internet, anybody that sees you will have access to your, you know, your home address.
Yeah, but like I say, I haven't got a whole lot off of this, so I just want to go ahead and cancel. I'll pay my balance, and then you can cancel it.
Okay, I'll do that for you, Scott. I want to give you a quick heads up. Well, actually, let me do the payment first, and then I'll tell you what I was thinking. But go ahead with the new card number when you're ready. Okay.
1200.
Got it.
0231.
Uh-huh.
8527.
Okay, expiration.
725.
And the code?
732.
And it's still the same billing address on US Highway 377?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to get your authorization and you will be good to go there. And then I wanted to let you know, because I maybe you're just not aware, but I'm on your client dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 8,625 times, and you've had 193 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So canceling this will dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on the first page of Google will deactivate. Your website will come down, and all 60 directories that you're on will unravel. So it will also affect, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing, Yahoo, Manta, Merchant Circle, you name it. So my question to you, only because you have this type of activity and you're not aware, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Most of them tell me they found me on Google. And
okay.
Most of my customers are repeat customers.
Okay.
So, and I got more than I can handle by myself. So I would just soon just cancel it and be done with it. And later on, I'm sick. I'm not able to work a whole lot anymore. So
oh, I'm
trying
sorry
to wind
to hear that,
stuff
Scott.
Down a little bit.
Yeah, so, of course. Yeah, you've definitely earned that right, you know. But I have an option for you if you like, since you say that you're kind of swamped right now and you've been sick and you can't handle a lot more, is I can cancel the program and just have you keep the website, and that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. And a lot of people that are in retirement mode or that want to scale back, they always, always keep their sites up because it is 2022 and you need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just let me cancel it, and once I get feeling better, I may call you back and let's reestablish it. But right now, I just want to cancel it, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. So since you said most people are finding you on Google, I don't want you to go from, you know, a pretty solid return to absolutely nothing, because once I hit cancel, it will deactivate everything. We also offer what's called a seasonal hold, where we can stop your billing. So in other words, what you just paid has you paid in full until September 5th. You can do that for 90 days at a time. So we can pause the September, October, and November payments. Come December, you'd go right back to your month-to-month listing or billing, and that way you wouldn't lose everything in the meantime. It would just be on pause. Now, hopefully you feel better before then and you call in and reinstate it, so you could do that sooner if you wanted to roll, you know, before December 5th, but that way at least you'll keep some internet presence. You know what I mean?
All right. If I do that,
uh-huh,
and I go ahead and cancel it, can I cancel it before December?
Yes, as long as you call us within 3 business days of December 5th. So any time you can cancel, even if you called in October or December 1st or what have you, just don't let it go past the 3 business days before December 5th, because that's when that payment would be due. And I could send you a little email reminder if you like, maybe 2 weeks ahead of time, just, you know, hey, Scott, Local Splash will bill on the 5th. That way, if you decide not to continue, you'll have a prompt to call us.
Let's do that.
You want to do that? Okay. So I'm going to activate that seasonal hold for you right now, which means you're not going to have any further payments until December 5th. And in the meantime, I hope that you feel better. I'm sure you're going to make a full recovery. It sounds like you're a fighter.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. And have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.